Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another edition of News Bites. I'm news anchor David James, and this is a special report. Boy, it sure is special. Did you know that there are good Jews? This isn't me saying this. You know my saying. Don't you? There's no such thing as a good Jew. Even a dead Jew is not a good Jew. Okay. Somebody alerted me today. I don't listen to the Andrew Carrington Hitchcock show very rarely. Unless somebody says, hey, listen, you got to hear this or something. And every time I listen to it, I just want to shut it off because of the nonsense that it really is. From what I understand and have been hearing recently more and more is that the show is getting more vile as time goes by. It's getting dirtier. It's getting further away from the Father Yahweh. That's none of my business. I figured that, you know, I'd give Andrew slack. Maybe he's a younger Christian, and it takes time to solidify with the Father. Hey, listen, you know, it took me a long time. And so I always try to give him that slack, but still, there's something very wrong with the whole situation. Now, I'm going to play you. Sorry that if you don't want to have your time wasted, don't even bother listening to this report. But you just have to hear this. This is from, you know, Christian Identity, and he's interviewing so-called Pastor Eli James, who agrees with him incredibly to the T. I mean, he agrees they're a good Jews. Now, did they say the word good Jews? Well, let's find out. I mean, you can say it in different ways, can't you? And so let's listen to this. It's about almost 8 minutes. But I'm going to stop it and comment on some things that should be very obvious to people of my audience. So here it is. It's from today's show.
You know, you talked about us being Jew savvy and stuff like that. And I find it so interesting that a lot of our most potent material has come from Jewish sources themselves. And
that's correct.
You know, back to Benjamin Friedman, for example, and, you know, exposés like Jews Must Live by Samuel Roth or You Gentiles by Morris Samuel, all these different things. And even to today, I was reading a Jerusalem Post article the other day, and it was about some racist flyer had been put up, and they said, oh, this was into these people who put it up were influenced. You know, the guy didn't tell them. They weren't saying that.
Right.
But they said he were influenced by Brother Nathaniel. And, of course, he's racially Jewish by birth, but converted to, I think, Russian Orthodox is what his faith is. So it's interesting. And I think it's the way that Yahweh works in a lot of ways. He's actually using some of these people.
Ladies and gentlemen, let me explain something right here. So what he's saying is, and believe me, Andrew has said these things before when Pastor Steve was still there. He was saying how Brother Nathaniel is on his team, that Brother Nathaniel is a good fellow and he's giving out some very good information. And what's very interesting is, what have we learned about Jews who pretend to convert to Christianity? Andrew is so... Do you think he knows, or is he just playing dumb here? In other words, you know, basically, everybody knows that Jews don't convert to Christianity in reality, that it's for some kind of a purpose that they would play this play act. We've learned this from the Catholics. We've learned this throughout history and Rome and everything else. Everybody knows that Jews pretend to convert, and they never convert, ever. So, you know, to me, when I see so-called Brother Nathaniel, I really just, you know, envision a sword coming across his neck and his head rolling down the hill. Now, I'm not saying that I advocate violence now or anything like that, but I just vision it would be a wonderful sight to see the sword coming right across his neck And I didn't say it's in my hands. You know, but somehow a sword coming across. And just think of the head with that ridiculous hat on it and that foolish cross of his rolling down the hill. Well, you know, is Andrew that gullible? Probably. I don't know. Is he kidding? He believes that Brother Nathaniel actually... See, listen, let me explain something to you. The books, you Gentiles and all these things, they wrote these books. They read these books. Those books weren't meant for us to read, even though it says you Gentiles, right? Now, it's an interesting thing to actually... I have already explained to you why some Jews would tell the truth. We have a 95% at least Jewish truth movement now. It's in the guise of the truth movement, but it's loaded up with Jews, right? So all of a sudden we have all these Jew truth tellers. Is that because there's good Jews? I wonder what your mind is saying to you right now. Is it because there's good Jews that sincerely want to tell the truth? I told you about Benjamin Friedman. I told you that the agenda was a simple agenda. He told the truth, and at the end of the so-called audio from 61, which had been cut off, I had mentioned this many times, that, you know, that Eustace Mullins knew that right away that it was, he said it was BS. He did, you know, and I didn't know what he was talking about because I had had the cutoff version. I've explained this before. But finally, I got the full version, and then I understood. You see, again, it's this Jewish agenda where 95% of the Jews are Ashkenazi Jews. They're not real Jews, but they really are. But there's a 5% of Jews who are the good Jews. That's what the whole Benjamin Friedman thing is all about. That's the agenda. You tell some truth, and at the end, you feed it in. I just put up a thing about Dr. Deagle, where he claims that Jesus was not God, but he was on his way to becoming God, just like all of us. Now, where have we heard that before? So, basically, this guy is either gullible to the T, or he's on an agenda. Now that he's on the Rents Network, lots of compromises have been seen. You know, lots of kind of weird things are going on. And Eli went right along with us because Eli is the type of fellow that doesn't know what he believes. Now, you may say, oh, that's ridiculous. Is it really ridiculous? This guy can sit with one person and agree with him totally. Then he could have his own sermon and totally disagree with all that. And then somebody else could come and sit with him and he could even have a third view of the same thing. You see, he does not know what he believes. He's not firm in his beliefs. It's easy to see if you can understand, ladies and gentlemen. And believe me, I'm sick of even talking about these people, but this has to be, you know, you just have to see this, you know, to see what this thing has eroded to. Since I've left EFR, there is no William Pierce, and most of the Christian stuff is just basically gone. You have people that say they're former Freemasons. I don't believe that they're former Freemasons at all. And you have Dennis Fetcho, who teaches the Kabbalah. See, let me explain to you. Dennis Fetcho talks a lot against the Jews. This is the whole idea of these things. Controlled opposition. You've heard of it many times. This fellow, look at a picture of him. Tell me if you think he's really a white man. Seriously. Most people that have seen him say, I really can't say what he is. Not only that, but he sat on Carrington's show, and he told how he's married to a Filipino woman. He's a race mixer. So if he claims to be white, he's also a race mixer. And then on top of that, right on the same show, he told Andrew that the story about Adam and Eve is a myth. Okay, so these are the things that have been developing over some time, you see. And basically, Andrew wanted success from the beginning, and he is willing to compromise. He's not going to defend the scriptures. He's not going to defend the kingdom. He's going to go along under the guise of free speech. He's going to let anybody say whatever they want. Supposedly, he's got Catholics on there. He's got some really controversial type of people that you, one of the guy's names, it was amazing to me. Let's see if I can find this real quick. Yeah, it was amazing. See if we can whip over and just see the name of this guy. And I have to wonder, you know, and, oh yeah, by the way, Fetcho said that he was feeding Andrew with guests. You get it? A Kabbalist, a teacher of the Kabbalah, who's pretending he doesn't like the Jews and the Kabbalah is a Jewish thing. From what I understand, he's trying to pretend that the Kabbalah is really the white people's thing. This is amazing stuff. Oh, here it is. Here it is. Andrew Carrington Hitchcock, number 1240. Eric Gajewski. You can't make this stuff up, ladies and gentlemen. Eric Gajewski. Gajewski. That's one of his newest guests. I shouldn't even laugh because, you know, this is actually sad to see Andrew in the condition that he's in, and it's progressing worse and worse. But let's listen on from here.
Our people are so conditioned to listen to Jewish propaganda, you know, coming from the Zionists and the rabbis, that they don't listen to the counter argument coming from renegade remonstrant Jews. Okay, these people are routinely, mocked by the normal regular Jews. And, of course, the regular Jews outnumber these people by probably, 10,000 to one.
Ah, the remonstrant Jews. Let's take a look. Remonstrant Jews. Let's just look at that. A member of the Armenian Party in the Dutch Reformed Church. I don't know if that's, in other words, Dutch Protestant. So he's really not using the word, I don't think, correctly, but it doesn't matter. You know, Eli doesn't care about details like that, you know. In this particular show, he talks about a book and he says it was from 71 and Andrew says 81. And, you know, it doesn't matter. It's, hey, you know, whatever it is, 81, 71, 61, 101, it don't matter. Just say whatever. It doesn't matter because, you know, details don't matter. So, in other words, he's just giving you this, again, let me just play this little part here.
That they don't listen to the counter argument coming from renegade remonstrant Jews, okay? These people are routinely, mocked by the normal regular Jews. And, of course, the regular Jews outnumber these people by probably, 10,000 to one.
Okay. Does that sound like Benjamin Friedman's 10,000 evil Khazarian Jews and these good, real monstrant Jews, remonstrant Jews? I mean, you know, am I exaggerating here? See, I told you that the reason why we have Jews that protest against. There is some of them that have an agenda like that fellow. Others do this, and this is to show the Jew. If the Jew was to show himself to be the evil creature that he is in all spheres at all times, they would be pummeled in a short amount of time. But when you have people saying, oh, well, there are some good Jews out there that are telling the truth. It's not all Jews. You know, there's some good Jews out there. That way there, I mean, you know, for the few good Jews that they claim to have, I mean, we don't want to harm all those Jews because of a few good Jews. We want to make sure we don't, you know, do any damage, you know, collateral damage or anything like that. Let it continue.
So their voice never gets heard, except we broadcast their voice here on Year of Folk Radio.
Here on Year of Folk Radio.
Yes, and it's I'm really pleased I found that archive.org thing. So it's very easy to find.
Yeah, that's great.
And that gives us that extra, you know, validation that it goes back to long before even the problems in China.
Right.
But what's more worrying is what we're seeing come to pass, and that's all these countries in lockdown, and then they're going to come after, you know, the high value targets, which are the content creators like you and I, Pastor Eli, and then they're going to come after the low value targets, who are the people that they've identified who, you know, thumbs up or give positive comments to, you know, YouTubes that are critical of Zionism and stuff like that. And that's the concern. Because all these other things that were so preposterous to predict that you just couldn't have imagined it. I mean, you imagine going to a bookie and trying to get odds last year on all these countries around the world being in lockdown this year. I mean, the odds would be astonishing. And then you add on all the other bits that have happened in tandem with it, you know, the food shortages we're seeing come to pass and the collapse of the financial system. And what's worrying now is all the other things you said that are coming as well, the likes of I just mentioned, because everything else seems to be going off this playbook. Your thoughts, and then we'll dive into the show.
Just like 9/11, a lot of Jews invested in the failure of certain corporations, okay, or bet on the downturn of the economy. And several Jewish organizations did exactly that just before the lockdown, okay, which means they had advanced information. This is how the stock market works, folks.
Those must be the evil Jews he's talking about now.
Anybody who invests in the stock market is asking to get cheated by the system. They deliberately drive up prices, creating a bubble, and when they feel they can no longer support the bubble anymore, they will simply disinvest, and that leaves all of the out-of-the-loop investors holding the bag, so to speak. Right. And the bag is empty of cash. Right. That's how the stock market works, Andy. That's it. It's as simple as that. You're wasting your time unless you really know what you're doing and have some inside information. It's a crapshoot. OK, run by the enemy. Back to you. Yeah.
Yeah. And this will be controversial to people in Christian identity because of the you know, the two seed line message, which I'm fully on board with. But people sometimes say, well, excuse me, how about a brother Nathaniel or, you know, in this case, David Goldberg, that the things I've been able to prepare for with regard to what David Goldberg put out and was subsequently murdered for. If I compare his value on this planet to some white Judeo-Christian waving his Israeli flag, I kind of know who I think was more valuable on this planet. But what I always say is...
How do you like that, huh? Isn't that nice? Now, he's talking about before any of these people had any of this information, I had put out the extermination report, which was a Newsbytes report, and it was from September 2nd. And this was 8 months ago, you know, roughly 8 months ago. And so basically, they're all just finding out about it now, just like on this same show, I was talking about how the rostrum didn't have the presidential seal on it. And then, you know, this was some time ago now, and they're just finding out about this now, today on the show. Andrew just found out about it. And they've already put the presidential seal back on the rostrum. They don't even know that. So he'll find that out in another month or two, you know. It's ridiculous. This is ridiculous. So, you know, what he's saying is Jews that tell the truth are worth more than white people who wave the Israeli flag. It's an interesting, that's a, some good brotherly love there. Let's listen again.
Yeah, and this will be controversial to people in Christian identity because of the, you know, the two-seed line message, which I'm fully on board with. But people sometimes say, well, excuse me, how about a brother Nathaniel or, a, you know, in this case, a David Goldberg, that the things I've been able to prepare for with regard to what David Goldberg put out and was subsequently murdered for.
Right.
If I compare his value on this planet to some white Judeo-Christian waving his Israeli flag, I kind of know who I think was more valuable on this planet. But what I always say is it's Yahweh, as all things are allowed by Yahweh. You know, Yahweh controls things that, in my opinion, if he didn't want this sort of thing going out, he could stop this sort of thing. So whenever anyone says about these people, I say, well, strictly speaking, we know the two-seed line message, but Yahweh, it's up to Yahweh, and that's where we have to leave it. And when people from the Jewish ethnicity are going out, and there were people I saw, I forget some video, I think that someone put up, that there were some Jewish guys standing up for some of these people being imprisoned under Holocaust denial. Some guy in America was pointing out, you might have seen that video, I forget who it was. But when there are people from that community that are coming out and telling the truth, then it's important that we don't, you know, lump them all in with the ones that are not.
See, we don't want to lump them in with the bad, evil Jews. They're good Jews. They're telling the truth. But Seedline says that their father is a liar and that they are of their father the devil. I wonder who's right, Andy's opinion or Jesus' opinion. I really wonder. I'll have to think about that for a while. How about you? Will you be thinking about that too? Will you even waste 1 second wondering if Andrew's right or Jesus is right? We don't want to lump them all together, do we? Those poor victimized Jews that are telling the truth so that they can make themselves look like they have some goodness in their race when they're not even a race anyway. You know what I'm saying, right?
Just my view, well, but it's Yahweh's determination in the end.
That's my view as well. You don't shoot the messenger just because he's Jewish. Sometimes that messenger has important things to say. Even Albert Einstein let the cat out of the bag when he was asked the question, well, what's the cause of anti-Semitism? And his answer was, the cause of anti-Semitism is...
Did you see how Eli uses the term to help the Jews to harm our race? He knows better than that, but he doesn't mind. He'll keep using it too.
Bad Jewish behavior, right? So they let the truth slip out every once in a while, but there are really renegade Jews who don't have the stomach for Zionism, okay? These people have been outcasts among their own people, and many of them have suffered death because they have turned against the tribe. So give them a little bit of credit. That does not make them Israelites. Does not mean that we've honor them or worship them or anything like that. You have to understand there are renegade Jews, and Arthur Koestler, wrote the book about the Khazars. You got to give the messenger some credit that he's not part of the orchestrated tribe of Zionist Jews, okay? And I guess we can pretty much leave it at that, right? So choose your information carefully. If the information's true, don't shoot the messenger, right? Okay.
And also be prepared to go back to information. Like I said, when I saw this David Goldberg, the news with the video in it last June, July, on Before It's News, I was like, I can't be bothered watching that.
Oh, he's a Jew. I'm not going to listen to that. See, you got the bug.
and I was like, this is just absolute nonsense.
So it's a disease to not listen to Jews who tell the truth. You've got the bug. Eli James is such a serpent. I mean, it's just amazing to me that he gets away with all the things he gets away with. It's some sly stuff. See how he just changes his point. You know, like if you've heard Eli in the past, which I'm sure you all have, you've heard how he rails against the Jews. Now he's a proponent of those renegade Jews. You know, the good Jews. Something weird is going on in the world. You know, Eli laughs at evil, and a lot of people have told me they noticed it as well. And I still haven't made the thing yet. I have him laughing about how Tyndale was burned at the stake. I have him laughing about I heard one of his shows, just a bit of it, and he was talking about the 17-year-old girl who committed suicide, and he was laughing. It was funny to him. You know, people's misery is very funny to Eli. Of course, almost everything is funny to him, but nobody knows what he's laughing about except him. Now, here's just one more thing to prove to you. This is from a show a while ago, and I kept this soundbite. And Andrew says in this soundbite a very interesting thing that goes right along with what we just heard. This is a short one, so you don't have to worry.
There you go. Sorry about that. Just unmuting myself and unmuting Paul. I mean, the real that was very good commentary on how these people operate. But what I found most interesting is what we've said for a very long time here. And I think it's the way that these people, they will not disagree with each other when they're focused on their common enemy, which is us. Okay, and what we end up doing, and the reason that we don't have the power that these people have, is we get all these people constantly, oh, I don't like the guest you had on your program, or someone said this, and someone else does this, and someone else does that, and we've promoted unity. Now,
hold on a minute. What people don't like about Andrew Carrington Hitchcock is that people will say things like, the Adam and Eve story is a myth, and Andrew just sits there like a deer in the headlights with no defense of anything. Will not stand up for the kingdom, will not defend the gospel, will not do anything. Right now he's agreeing about Jews. That, listen to what he says here. Listen to this careful now.
I'm not going to get into the fact that I'm a Christian and my beliefs, but if there's someone out there who's an atheist and they're doing good work, and you know, then they're on my team, okay? We can worry about our differences later, but the fact... Now, I'm not going to get into the fact that I'm a Christian and my beliefs, but if there's someone out there who's an atheist and they're doing good work, and, you know, then they're on my team. Okay? Now, I'm not going to get into the fact that I'm a Christian and my beliefs, but if there's someone out there who's an atheist and they're doing good work, and, you know, then they're on my team, okay? We can worry about our differences later, but...
Yeah, and if a Jew like Brother Nathaniel is doing good work, which Andrew says he is, then he's on his team. That's what he told Pastor Steve. Pastor Steve got angry about that. You remember Pastor Steve. Remember him? Eli forgot all about him. Remember Pastor Steve? Yeah. So if you are the devil and you're doing good work, you're on Andrew's team. I just want you to know.
The fact is this idea that we have to, you know, question all these people that are essentially on the same side as us and try and sow seeds of discord, which so many people do, actually makes me think now that the people doing it aren't so much actually of these beliefs, but they are agents that are there to destabilize the resistance that we're trying to build up against these people. So I think anyone that you see running around criticizing this person and that person and trying to sow discord is not to be trusted. Paul, back to you.
Okay. So anybody that questions Andrew is not to be trusted. Anybody that questions why Andrew would have a guest like a particular guest that he has on there, why they would be on there, there, if you question that, you're not to be trusted. You're an agent. But I'm going to tell you something. I think Andrew was an agent from the beginning. He used to be a police officer, I guess. But I think he got a promotion. And, you know, a lot of people say, well, Andrew wrote books. Did he really write books? You mean to tell me that if I went to a bunch of dictionaries and got a bunch of information and compiled it into a work, that is, I wrote a book? No, that's not what writing a book is. And it's the same thing for both books. The reason why a lot of the people in the truth movement have a book is because that gives them something to sell as a, you know, as a show host. And it gives them sort of some kind of credibility. You know what I'm trying to say? So you'll notice that William Fink said that Eli James copy-pasted his book. And knowing Eli's work ethic, I have to agree. I have to agree with William Fink on that. I don't agree with William Fink on much, but I do agree. Because this fellow can't even write articles. He goes on EFR and he puts up article after article, but he doesn't write anything because it's just he writes this little small, this very small paragraph and then puts somebody else's video on there. Now, that's okay once in a while, but what about somebody that wrote a book can't write an article? See, there's something wrong with the whole picture. Not only do I believe Eli James is an agent, but I believe Andrew Carrington Hitchcock is there in the same capacity. It's a British-American operation, is what it is. You take that for what it's worth. But you can see that it has eroded. Then they have the Hart brothers on there. Clearly Jews. All you got to do is see a picture and immediately you'll see very quickly. So you can also see that the people on there, since it has become much less Christian, you can see that they're sort of slipping away from the Father very quickly. From what I understand, somebody told me that on one of the shows with Paul in the last couple of weeks, the F-bomb was dropped. So there's something wrong, something very fishy with the whole thing. I'm really tired of talking about it, but I had to just get this out so you could understand it. No, Jews don't convert to Christianity and actually truly convert. No. All the things we've learned recently and in the past, you should be able to detect this. I'm sure you're probably not listening to these shows either, and I wouldn't recommend you bother wasting your time. But I wanted to let you see the state of things and what it's in. See how Eli just agrees along right with him? No problem. If you put Eli in a room with the devil, he would agree with him too. So that's basically what it comes down to. So there's your report, ladies and gentlemen. This has been a News Bite special report. And until next time, smarten up and don't look down.